It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. March 5th, 1975, the Homebrew Computer Club first meets in a garage in Menlo Park, California. Founders Fred Moore and Gordon French play host to about 30 microcomputer hobbyists who spend the first meeting discussing the MITS Altair 8800. 1981, Sinclair Research launched the Sinclair ZX81, the successor to the ZX80, Britain's first real home computer. Had 1 kilobyte of RAM and 8 kilobytes of ROM, the machine couldn't do much and didn't even have color graphics. But the machine sold over 1.5 million units because of its price, £69.95, or £49.95 as a kit. 1993, in an early demonstration of the impact computers could have on people's lives, the Los Angeles Times reported that a blind student was taking advantage of a talking laptop computer to help him complete the courses necessary to graduate from UCLA. 1994, Arizona lawyer Lawrence Cantor and Martha Siegel spammed 6,000 Usenet groups with posting advertising green card lottery services. Many internet users subsequently fought back. 1995, the free internet chess server was bought online and remains operational today. You could play chess on the web for free at the free internet chess server website. And Yahoo was introduced to the internet as a superior search engine. The search engine was a service whereby internet visitors could type in more keywords, and a report was returned with appropriate web pages. 1996, WMS Industries, makers of Bally, Midway, and Williams Coin-Op Games, announced an agreement to acquire Atari Games from Time Warner. 1997, Acclaim Entertainment announced its completion of their restructuring of domestic bank credit, as well as full repayment of a loan from Midland Bank. Apple Computer promised their employees and the public that a formal restructuring plan would be revealed by Friday, March 14th. Also in 1997, JTS announced the record shipments of their own branded disk drives, revenue increases of 560% to $119.5 million, and a $150 million loss for the second two quarters of their 1997 fiscal year. Masanori Yukihara is arrested by the FBI at the San Francisco International Airport after arriving from Japan. He was accused of obtaining product secrets, including documents and computer chips, from Maxim Integrated Products in the Silicon Valley by posing as potential customer. And the homepage of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration was hacked and its content was changed to greetings from the members of H4GIS. 1998, NASA announced the Clementine probe orbiting the moon had found enough water to support a human colony. 1999, the A1 Online, or Atari Online News magazine, featuring Atari News, issues their premier edition. Also in 1999, the announcement finally comes on the Robot Wars forum that the end of the court case, Profile versus Thorpe, regarding the sale of Robot Wars trademark had completed. Profile had won the rights to Robot Wars. Also in 1999, Bernie Stolar of Sega of America reads a formal statement in response to Sony's recent PlayStation 2 announcements. The statement was applied as a live phone-based conference to people calling an 800 number and using Sonic as the password. And Don Levine, chief executive officer of FreePC, issues an email to everyone that had registered for their site for a free personal computer. He claimed that almost 1 million applications had been submitted within the first week to their offer to provide up to 10,000 computers in exchange for having to see advertisements from Free PC. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2002, Handspring resumed selling their Visor Platinum handheld computer for $169. And Yahoo appointed Christine Castro as their chief communications officer. 2008, AOL announced that they would make the AIM, AOL Instant Messenger 2.0 developer program. And web and print publisher Ziff Davis files for bankruptcy protection. 2009, President Barack Obama named Vivek Kundra as the new chief technology officer. 2012, the U.S. Circuit Court Judge Richard Posner ordered Motorola Mobility and a parent company, Google, to hand over development information about Android to Apple. This was to see if Motorola violated 6 different patents. 2013, Roku launched the Roku 3 with an updated processor, headphone jack within the remote, and updated UI for better navigation. $99 for the Roku 3. Also in 2013, YouTube announced that they would launch music subscriptions later in the year. And Facebook announced that they would be launching content-specific news feeds and increase photo sizes and profiles. And in 2014, Radio Shack announced that they would be closing 1,100 stores in the United States to counter financial issues in the previous quarter. Freedom Pop launched the Snowden phone, a fully encrypted device to allow for private communication. Price was $189 without a contract. And Yahoo removed Facebook and Google login options from their website login. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikazine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.